Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells
ring. Welcome
back.
Well, after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's my Christmas Day show, my live Christmas Day show, my 18th one, 18th in a row, no misses. And when I started doing my show back way back in the day, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. And so I've just continued to do it ever since. It's just you and me right now. I want to talk about the concept of being a Scrooge. Some say I am a Scrooge. They might be right. I've got three exhibits. The ladies say they're excuses. I call them exhibits in my defense of this indictment. First, the early part of my career was spent in retail. Folks, you know that retailers... What being in retail will do to your holiday spirit, right? When they start Christmas stuff in October, there's a syndrome for everything else, right? Well, why not one for retail survivors? Let's call it PTHSS, post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome. that's for the retail. That's one of the reasons I'm kind of a Scrooge. The second reason is, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I don't get worked up about holiday giving. I do it all the time. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year long. Let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. And three, as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that's become part and parcel of the holiday season, it is obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March, maybe. Also, after the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush out to get a card and send it to them? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, this is important, folks, to a Scrooge, not reciprocating is endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy isn't lost on me. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed, narcissistic humans hath wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, this isn't politically incorrect. I met a female Scrooge once. But on behalf of my misunderstood brethren and sistren, let me clear up a few things. First, Scrooges are lovable. We're huggable. And yes, sometimes we can even be cute. And two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive, and it doesn't come with giggles. Three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate. We can do all that without saying, "Bless their hearts," over and over. So, as proof of all this, and to influence an acquittal, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. First, I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate said silliness. But please, please, be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. And to you I challenge, to us I should say, I challenge us to be more generous, more loving, more thankful and spiritual all year long, not just during the holidays. Imagine what would happen if we practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone every day. It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now, in the middle of July. So, as I wrap up this thought, folks, peace to you and yours. Shalom, salam, que la paz esté con ustedes. All my Spanish-speaking folks will forgive my bad Spanish. Maybe I think the words were right. Maybe it just doesn't sound right. So, you know, I really have struggled with this, the commercialization of the holidays, and it's made me appear to be a Scrooge sometimes because I don't get so wrapped up about it. But I'll tell you one thing that we did here that really helped me feel a lot better about the holidays, and I'm not necessarily recommending it to you, but I just want you to know that it helped me a lot, and that was to realize that when I'm buying somebody something, just because I'm buying them something and they don't need it, I don't even know if they're going to want what I'm buying, that doesn't make me feel better. But if I take that money and I give it to an organization or to people that I know will be put to use, people need the resources that I can spend to give them. It might be food. It might be presents for a small child. It might be some other need. When I spend the money that I would have spent on you to give to those people, it makes me feel a lot better about the holiday. It makes me feel a lot better about this season and about what it's all about. And then when I tell you that I didn't get you anything, I took that money and gave it to somebody who needed it more than you did, I hope that made you feel better too. Because if you did that to me, if you said, hey, Jim, I didn't buy you anything, I took that money and I gave it to somebody who needed it more than you did, I would shake your hand, I would give you a hug, and I would say, thank you. Merry Christmas. That's what it really should be all about. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.